Zubel's. That's you. Ali Berger. Jan Giu. Let's see. Markowitz, Newfield, Roan, Rothman. We start the early part of the Perek, some general sense, kind of in Gosling, broader ramifications, and focusing part of the parshas, we got the Ganav proper, two parshas of Neva on the one hand, Tentas Ganav on the other hand, and the relationship between them, and discussing various objects, class of objects to which the halacha of Gneve was not applicable. The Gneve it's such that applicable, Shomer not applicable, or Gneve that Kef was not applicable. We saw that certain cases was looked at altogether. In that case, it was Gneve, but only Chiv Kyan or Chiv Kefel, as something to mention this you hear something in Chanalik Meister Shady. So the word of Samechei, we move on to the central aspects of Gneva and Gzele, both in terms of the Gneva, in terms of the Kinyanim. The Gneva, of course, be differentiated in Gneva, there's three Gneva to speak of, Keren, Kefal, Dalvehe, Patricho, Mechire. In Gzele, there's only the Keren, nothing beyond that, except in the parsha of Shusha Pekodin, if this is the Shmua, then we can move to Hashem Gzeilis. And of course, the Kinyanim. That the Kinyanim will assume for the time being, and all activities will assume that at the end as well. Here we don't differentiate Shikarim and Gazlin at a fundamental level. That is, whether the situation is similar or not, that we have in the Gemara days that it's different. Whether normally a person is Miyash, whether it's Gneva, Miyash is Gzeilis. Is there a difference? And if there is a difference, in which case he is, in which case he's not, that may be different. But that's not the same as saying the halachas are different, that Yush is created in one, is not created in the other. That would assume is not the case. The concern with the Yesedis of Gnevi and Gzele, with certain diversions, we'll focus on that until the bottom is some chesed and beis, and the next 3.5 blah. Then we get to move on to some other sugyas for a while. We're coming back to issues of tikkun tficha u'mechira subsequently. But on the other hand, we'll have to expand our base with regard to Gneva and Gzele, particularly Kiyonim and Shis, specifically for Shinui, from what we have over here. The beginning of the 9th parak and part of the 10th parak. Alright, the Gemara previously, incidentally, related to Maimon of Rav, produced in Keren and Kefal. Right. So it goes back to this, and we'll begin to analyze it. Alright, the craft that you were. What does Kishat mean? What are we talking about?
The
What does it mean? Can't you go to? What does that mean?
That you pay the value of the when you pay for the gzeila or the gneila, you pay the value that it was worth at the time that you sold.
Mm-hmm. That's what we focus on one particular element, namely value and price and cost. Is that the only element to be focused on, or?
In theory, there's also there's the physical object itself.
Yeah, all right. These two separate considerations. Yeah. But if there's some change in the value and the price, or change in the object itself, and various kinds of changes are feasible. So Karen Rav says, you skate Shiganav, Tashlumi Kefu, Tashlumi Dadvei, Tisha Samar Bedin.
My time with the Rav, Amarkra Geneva Bachayim, Amaika Amarachmana Chayim Bigneva.
Yeah. On the face of it, what is the Gemara saying? What is the Rav's work here?
The fact that it seems that there's no reason to call the Gneva Chayim.
Yes. First of all, the Gemara seems to say that the Rav is based upon a Pasuk. Not Svara, but Pasuk. Secondly, the Pasuk relates to what? After two halachas, after the kevel is kesher ganav and kevel that way, kishas mar bedin.
The pasuk refers specifically to kevel.
Where's the kevel, you think?
Seems to say
shnayim,
and
then
the pasuk is shnayim
shal. Well, the shnayim
refer
to both, no? You say kevel refers under the second. We have several devices and found the term Shnayim, we would assume, I presume, first of all, Kyan and Kefil. Go beyond them, but assume that they're part of one tandem, which is indivisible. You can't have half one after the other. But in terms of if we are dividing them, in terms of what's the Gemara Kipshuta? Was explaining why Rav, what Rav holds with regard to Kelb, holds with regard to Kefil.
I'm sorry.
If you just regard the Gemara textually, the text seems to explain what Rav holds with regard to Kelb and what he holds with regard to Kefil.
It sounds like he's referring to the Kelb.
Yes, the Pasuk of the Gemara is Losh. Akhi Kelb Ken Shiganav displays Kelb. If we assume that, then this would indicate that Misvara we could have thought otherwise. So we could have thought that Karen should be different than Kechiganav. That's number one. I have to ask ourselves, is that feasible? And number two, we're then left without explanation if the Gemara is related to that, for Kefil. Careful, Dalabesh. Was Sherry inclined to what you're telling me? That the Gemara is explaining what Rav holds with regard to Kered? Saying is maybe we need a pasuk for Keren, Keren Keshiganav, but Kefil Dalvei will manage with Misvara. So maybe we do. I'm asking a factual question. Tosfos most of Shabbat, they assume that.
Tosfos is Tosfos on the back?
Yeah.
He assumes that the Chiddush is the second
man. Yeah. Keren Keshiganav, that we know from elsewhere. If they don't really drive, we're Rishon Ran, that we already know. Tomorrow's saying, what do you call my time with the Rav? I can show you the game, show the Kuboi. הרי פירוש הוא בכלל, הוא גם חי אחר כרגע שגונב, את עצמה שלו דווקא לקיים, אבל שהוא דלת והי. So we're across the Pasuk, but what I'm saying is that it tends to say that הלוכה, הוא שיהיה את הפסוק, of כרגע שגונב, of כן שגונב, that's exclusive, they got the קרן, דלת והי, differently. But if we interpret that vein, so we're still basically saying what we said before. As if the Gemara is explaining the Shukeh with the Shudad Vehei, so what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying, don't imagine that the Shukeh with the Shudad Vehei are like the Pasuk Shnayim Chayim Shalem, that refers to Keren and to Dalad Vehei. No. That refers only to Keren, so they'll bring you back with Svara. As opposed to the third possibility, there's one possibility that the Gemara is explaining Keren leaving Dalet Vehei out of the picture. The possibility is that explaining Dalet Vehei, telling you that the possibility refers only to Keren. But again, in that case, you got Dalet Vehei with analyzing up Yisvara. Third possibility could be that no, that up Yisvara we would say in all of them, not in all of them we would say up Yisvara Kishat Amar V'din. We would say with regard to Keren, we say with regard to Keren that all of them we would say Kain Shiganav. You need a pasuk to say that the Dalet Vehei is not like that. Now, if we say that the Kiyar and Dalet Vehei are not like that, that is based on a pasuk, that's based on Bismar. I asked a different kind of question. One question I'm asking, what would it be without a pasuk?
If we didn't have the pasuk,
Would everything be Kain Shigana? Would everything be? If we had no pasuk at all, unless there's a pasuk involved in the picture, but if no pasuk at all, we say everything is Kain Shigana, but we say everything is Kain Kishas Mana Bedin. That's one question I'm asking. Then I'm asking the second question. Now, within the context of the pasuk in the Yafusit, for what reason, on what basis do we differentiate between Keren and Kefil? After all, the Pashtun Pasuk is certainly against that. Shnayim Chayim Yishalim seems to suggest that you pay both on the same basis in the same sense. See if the Gemara found the reasons to differentiate. Tell you, don't think that way, though. Pasuk, because that's the Kain Shiganav, it's only with regard to Keren, not with regard to Dalet Vehei. So presumably, there's some reason I'll be small for saying that. To understand what the small is.
If there was no pasuk, then I would probably assume that everything is dependent on the actual ma'aseh gzeila, and you shouldn't. They should pay everything from that time, unless. I guess that would be one side, and the other side would be to say that at least the Keren should. What Rav says al pi svara makes sense if you assume that the Keren is for the Ma'aseh Gzeila and the Kefel is some kind of external knas of some sort.
Cool.
So therefore, maybe right.
Okay, so what you're saying is that inherently there is a good reason al pi svara to differentiate between Keren and Kefel. And that's not based on the pasuk. The pasuk tells us something about Keren. Were it not for that pasuk, we might have thought that Keren is also Kishas Mana Bedin. Now that we have a pasuk, So Rabbi Svar, we decide the pasuk to Keren, and with regard to Kefir, we're left with our Svar. The same Svar which would have told us that Keren is also Kishas Mor Medin, that pasuk we have also with regard to that we leave in place with regard to Kefir and Dalet Vehei. But I think it's a little bit unclear in the Gemara. The point that you mentioned, I think, is very clear. We'll deal with it in just a moment. It's less clear is what the need for the pasuk is. Assuming we learn the way Tesis does it, the Gemara is explaining not why Keren is Keren Shekano, the Gemara is explaining why not Dalet Vehei. But the pasuk does speak with regard to Keren, so the pasuk says, means without a pasuk, we would say the Keren also pays Kishas Mor Medin. Why should that be the case? Once we know that's not the case, then the point which you make is, I think, the very correct one, that Keren is different from Kefil. I will try to get back later to the question as to what. Now, why we would have said without any pasuk that Keren is Kishas Mor Medin, but let's assume we can manage on that front. Why the distinction between Keren and Kefil? I think you can think of one or two possible directions, which are very, very different in character. What is it that you suggested?
The difference between Keren and Kefil?
Karen directly relates to the Meisig Zeila, whereas the Kefil next to the Kass. Kefil is not really the Meisig Neva. What's the Kefil? Kefil is also the Meisig Neva now.
Well,
that's
the Mechayiv, but the Karen is in place of, I guess the Karen is in place of the object.
Oh, yeah, so it's not a question of the Mechayiv, but it's what the character of the Chiyuv is. You're saying is in Keren, Chiyuv is basically to replace the object. In Dalet Vehei, or Kefil, Dalet Vehei, there that's an extraneous Chiyuv of a different nature, and therefore that can be Shas Mor Medin. I think what you say makes a lot of sense as far as it goes. The problem is it opens up a certain possibility which depending on what the case is, I don't think the Rishonim would accept. The Gemara talks over here about subsequently which case we're dealing with. So we run through a number of cases. We're dealing with a change in the physical state of the object. Else the Gemara Kiko Marav. Look at this. Kiko Marav. Skip for the moment the part about Kushim Yishmina.
Kiko Marav, Yukar Vizula, Fud Kamar. If you don't mean, either to be Karashav, Yuzuzul, so Shav Yadal, if you say Karen Kane Shaganov. Karen Kinshkanov, playing with Puga de Rava de Rava. Damarava, Haiman de Gazo, Havista, Ham Machabre, Nikar Shavi Zuzo, so Shavi Dal Zuze, Tavar Shashu Shang Dal, if Karameva Mishalim Zuzo.
Yes, if this is what Rabbi said, but if Kuru Terav said, because Shavi Zuzo Shavi Dal, yes, because Kinshkanov. So this is either a case. If it's Yitba B'Mele, and Rab didn't talk about a case where it's Shav Tav Rashasya, so Yitba B'Mele according to Rabbi, Shalom Zuzah. Yeah. the Mechasa was there, not when he got the kill. Yeah. If Tzvicha Mechira, according to Rav, if it was Tzvicha Mechira, it's according to Rav, if you pay the kill, you can't go now. Whereas according to Rav, you should pay kill, if it was Tzvicha Mechira, if he's been made, so there'd be no difference. Tzvicha Mechira, you should pay Dalit. Now, given the svara we mentioned previously, would it follow if Mekosh Shav Dalal Shav Shav Zuzah? So of course, if you have the ben, let's just straighten this out. If we have the two chivas, the chivas of damim, the chivas of the ben. If you have the ben, you turn the ben and finish. If you have the ben, you have to pay. So if you, now, but if, according to what you're telling me, if you pay, you don't listen, and you just need to, what you need to place the object. You don't pay what is needed to replace the object. You may end up in this case paying more. Because Shabbat Dalad, the Shev Shabbat Zuzi. So now, one Zuz, you can buy what previously paid for. So if you give him four Zuzim, paying him four times as much. So you have to, this question is familiar. In discussion of Achrenim with regard to the famous Sikkel Mach Nefraim. The man talks about Gnevi, but he talks about Mazga, this connection. There's a Gemara in Bar Mitzia. Where I see that success in the days. There are people who are stevedores and they have to carry barrels of wine around, and they broke a barrel of wine. This wine, the yirmi the shuki mizdabne the hay, market day the prices are higher. So a barrel costs five. Shuki mizdabne barba. How do they pay the shuke? If they pay him back the yomid shuke, how do they have it to the chamber? They give him a barrel of wine and finished. If you remember, how do they hey? This Rashi's gilse. Rashi is very simple. They broke a barrel of wine. It's not indicated when they broke it, but let's say they broke it at the yomid shuke. So they own five. If they pay him on a market day, so the barrel is worth five, they owe five, it's worth five, they discharge their debt. If they pay him not on a market day, so they give him a barrel of wine, so it's worth four, they owe him five. So they've replaced the wine, but if not, to replace the value of the wine at the time that it was broken. So you have to give him another dollar. It's the Rashi's gills. The Rambam in the Chesiris bears it differently. סבל ש... פרגים הלוך גימה, סבל ששווה חובית של יין לחרמני, מתחייב לשלם, הרי שווה ביום השוק, זה לא סיכר אפילו, ארבעה, חמישה ימים שלושה. אם החזירו ביום השוק, Hamin achzich Rabbi Shayin and Shamul Arba. Skip Rabbi. Achzich Rabbi Shah Yamin. Achzich in Loshlosha. According to Rashi, they broke a barrel of wine, they all barrel of wine. Barrel of wine costs five. They have given five. If the wine, the time they're paying, is only worth four, or a medallion. According to the Rambam, they broke a barrel of wine, and it's immaterial when they broke it. Once they broke the barrel, when they repay, so it depends. If they repay on a day, a market day, so in order for him to buy a barrel of wine at the time they're repaying him, he has to shell out $4. If you give him four, either a barrel of wine or four, in order to be able to buy a barrel of wine. If they pay him on another day, so even though they broke it on a market day when it was worth four, they repay at a time when it's only worth three, they're short of dollars. So I said, what do you care? They didn't burn much money. They broke his barrel of wine. They gave him a barrel of wine back. Like the Fahim says, and the Beis Halevi, one of the early smart, but we see it in the third Chelik, echoes this pretty much the same thing. In various connections I won't go into now, that what's the issue here is the Chiv of Mazik. Mazik, you have to replace the object, or you have to. That's you chayiv. The chiv is to replace the object, or you give money. You give money in order to with the money to buy any other object. It's not a chiv of money per se. The chiv is undoing the damage, turning the clock back. Lachzira tarali yoshna. Or not? You say, if you're a mazik, you're chayiv, and you chayiv the value that has it. You're a mazik. Now you want to repay with wine. You could repay with shvei kesef. You could repay with anything. You could give him watches. You can give him his phone. You can give him whatever you want. Assuming that that's the case. So you give wine too, but the wine is valued only as how much it's worth at the time that you're returning it. I have my reservations about this with regard to the Rambam, with regard to Machlokes Freis Baal, for a very simple reason. As I mentioned in passing, very strange. The Machlokes Freis deals with this issue. The first simcha is Iskimonim. For an obvious reason, it's a very fundamental question. The most basic question is that Tashuvim Mazik. Chaim talks about another connection. He says Mazik is one halacha, Chayim is another halacha. The Rambam went to all of the Iskimonim, 14 of Pakim. Never occurred to raise this issue. Where did he remind himself after he finished all of Sefer Zikin, went through all of Sefer Kinyan, in the middle of Sefer Mishpatim, because of a couple of lines of Gemara Mitzir, when they got their pile, why is the pile? God, I must have examined the case, photograph of what's in the Gemara in Bar Mitzir. Many times I'm reading what's in the Gemara, but it's of no relevance here. I think what this clearly indicates is that I'm not hold of Machlokes Freis Baal. The Rambam did hold something else. There's no question amongst Rishonim with regard to Payol, if he performs the duty properly, whether it's a chiv or mazik altogether. Not if there's negligence. There's no negligence. But it happened to break. Rabban has a question, Bachar says to Rabban, but they got the Mazik, and with other mood loyalim. So Teza says, even, only a certain type of Enes, and Enes Shehna Gomor, and Enes Gomor is Kofar. Rabban says, if it's a tsunami, if it's a hurricane, it makes no difference, other mood loyalim, period. So the question is, why does the Gemara talk about Nisqal Pesheh with regard to a worker who's moving things from one place to another and he trips? Is he Pesheh? Is not a Pesheh? Is he Pesheh? Not a Pesheh? Then we're Lailam. So the Rabban says, then I'm in a Peretz, Tesis, and then the Philip Rabban comes to the same thing. A Poyel is not liable to the normal Chiyuv of Mezikin. If he's negligent, maybe yes, but if he's not negligent, he's performing his duty. Because when you gave him the object to fix, or to move from one place to the other, you took into account the possibility something might go awry. You hope that it won't, that you assume that before professional standards, any professional surgeons occasionally miss the mark. And the patient dies on the operating table. But by dint of the fact that you gave him the object to deal with in a professional manner, you have in effect, you don't sign where you sign in the hospitals today, but that's an implicit signature. You let him move the object about, and you are taking the whatever risks are inherent in that. So that's a more extreme view of the Shani, that a Poyel is part of normal human zikin altogether. Let's zip the Shani. I'm not suggesting that the Rambam is going that far. What I'm suggesting is that the Rambam thinks that the nature of his chiv is different. In principle, he's chayiv, he's part of the nezikin from the regular nezikin. Ordinary nezikin don't apply to him. For the reason that the Rambam and the Rabbi Peretz give. But nonetheless, the Rambam says, okay, that you have for the Maisa Ezek, for that you're potter. However, meanwhile, the fellow's missing the object you gave him to fix. So that you have to replace. If you're normal Mazik, then you pay Domi. As much as it was worth the time that you broke it, that's how much you owe. If you're Payel, the case the Sabbath the Rambam has, then that chiyuv hechziskin moment doesn't apply to you. What does apply to you is the need to replace the object. So here the Rambam says, I don't care how much the value of the object is, if at the time that you return the object, you give the object back, it's okay. But a normal Masih, the Rambam would also agree with Rashi, if at the time you did the Ezek was worth 5, the time that you're repaying it's worth 4, you owe additional sin. But this I mentioned in passing, my quarrel, so to speak, with the Machne Frey. I'm convinced that I'm right, but that's not our issue right now. In effect, what they're saying, what they assume according to the Rambam, and they assume it's the Machne Rashi and the Rambam, is that there are two ways, two types of Mechayivim. One Mechayiv to undo the damage, to repair the situation as a last of the Yeshna. The other is the chiyuv damim, which is incurred as far as you did the damage. Repairing the damage is not sufficient. Now let us take this issue a bit of case you've gone off. If I assume what you're saying, if you got the keren, what you owe, not why you owe, what you owe, which is what you're telling me, what you owe is to replace the object. Then, if I apply the logic of the Machne Ephraim with regard to Mazik, what you're saying is, God is like Mazik, the Kiyuv Keren is like Mazik. Without getting involved in Ephraim's issue as to whether God can be classified as a Mazik, what you owe is to replace the object. If that's the case, then according to Rav Kelly Kenshigonov, the price declines. And either you replace the object, or you pay only what it's worth, or you give money which is enough to buy such an object, will also be sufficient. That the Gemara says not. But according to Rav, the value of the value declines. So to pay cash, you've got to pay the full. So either we'd have to reject the Machne Frey, which is at the end of the world, and assume as I do that the Rambam never intended to say what he says. Or else we'd have to modify the analogy. If he's right about Mazik, modify the analogy of Mazik and Ganev. Say that in one respect you are right, this is the gap between Keren and Kefil, but not to the extent that we phase out the Chiv Dami. We formulated, we might have said, in a sense, you don't owe money altogether. You owe either to return the ban, or to return a twin of the ban. Twin of the ban could be one or two things. Either you return, you stole a piece of meat, you return a piece of meat, or you give money with which you buy meat. But always you return the money you're giving, not as a debt that you owe, but something which is an instrument which you owe to enable him to buy another piece of meat. What you owe basically is the meat. If you assume that, then you're in trouble. So I think we'd have to modify that, allow for the distinction which you misstated between Keren and Kefil, but what you owe in Keren is also money. It's not that Kefil is just an abstract debt, and Keren is the object. It's also money. The reason that you owe the money is because you lost the object. We'll see in a moment why. Because the Maisik Nevi. The Maisik Nevi puts Bani Bechiv Veshover, and that's the way you relate to it. But that chiyuv is a chiyuv domim, and therefore, if Mekor Shavu Dalam Shavu Shavu Zuzah, it's enough to give Mezuzah now, even though in case of Masik, according to the Machlifaz instead of Rambam, that would suffice. It may be that this relates to a question as to how we view the chiyuv. Tashmur b'dami. There's a mitzvah heish to geshe gazel chiv hashaver. That chiv hashaver basically we got to the bag. What if you don't pay? You don't return the object is lost. No. So the Rambam explains there's no malchus. Both Xavier and Xayla, says as follows. Let's start with Xayla, it'll be simpler. When we said that Xavier was a rape, put out a lot of time, so she won't take so. When you look in the אם גזח היה להחזיר, שנאמר שגזר שגזר זו מצוות עשה. אז למה נתקלה עשה? למה נתקלה עשה? זה נאמר. אבל למה נתקלה עשה? זה only as long as you can come to the עשה. The object is around, you can return it, see a part of it. What happens? למה נתקלה עשה? If you then make it impossible to become the עשה. Big plant on the sugi in Marcus, let's take the extreme case. If you're the one who made it impossible, do the shiruch hakana, you killed the mother, you can never return her. So then you chayav malchus. Here the Rambam says, no, for the same gzera, I no lo ker. Chav shem domev, chav shem domev, chav shem domev, chav shem. What did the Rambam need this for? What did the Rambam have to say that because it's not beneath the tashlumin, but it's simple, it's not beneath the class say. I can't return the object, but say it, so return the money. So what the Rambam seems to be saying is, the kiyum of the aseh v'eshiv is the way the positive v'eshiv is the ashegozol. Return the ban. If you return domim, so you have to be domim, you don't mean I'm kind of the essay. It's a different chiyu asher. Lavinit and tashlum. If it was gneiva, this comes back to the point we should discuss when we talk about the primatia, that Raman speaks only nit and tashlum. For this reason, there's some who assume, we spoke about this briefly, we'll talk about it yet. Gnevi, there's no mitzvah of Hashesh to Zela, that's Gzela Aloch. But even that question is sad about the difference of Gnevi, Gzela, this connection. Nitele Tashlum. There are Shenim who say, I might want to appear to them, I might see it, I've got to go. that it's nitten, even the gat adomim, it's also nitten nitelase, nitelase. We came into the shover, but gat adomim as well. It's conceivable, and I say only conceivable, that the question of what kind of chiyuv the domim is may relate to this issue as well. If we assume that you can have a mitzvah that pay money as well, so in a sense we have returning the object, returning the money on the same wavelength. Here and us, here and us. Then we might very well say, as you started to say before, you return the barrel that you stole, you return another barrel, you return your wine, you return what you stole, or you return money through which you'll get the wine. But it's the wine which is implicit in the money which you return. Then one might say what you said, but then my problem is if then dollar dollar should be different, so then I will have to reject the Bachelor Friday. If we assume, however, the mitzvah is only with the gat adomim, but the domi and amkaim the mitzvah, we could view that as a technical point with the gat adomim mitzvah. Mitzvah has jera shegozel only that particular chayfetz, which we'll see another connection to chazal dash and the pasuk. You might say, no, basically it's a different mechayev, a different chiyuv, let's say. If you return the ben, that's chiyuv the chayfetz. Value is irrelevant. God calls you a pesel, it's worth zero. And you become the mitzvah of a shovel. If you're not returning the ban proper, but turn to something else, that's not a vehicle for returning a substitute for the ban. That's a substitute of domin. And in that case, you have to pay the full value. So we can subscribe to the Bach Lefrayim when we've got the Mazik, but not here. What have you in any event to approach the question of Yukum Zula Kona Terav is and the differentiation between Kefil and Keren is along this continuum of what the Chiyuv is. Chayfetz itself or its substitute, its aliens, so to speak, as opposed to Kefir, which is pure Chiyuv Domi. Might there be some other reason for the friendship between Kefir and Keren, irrespective of this issue? I'm not dismissing what you said before, but I'm asking, might be some other reason. So what is Kiyan Shigana, what is Kishon Arvani? Because the Bedin Udim Mechayvilei. What seems to be said or suggested here?
When the chiyuv becomes active, until the basin gives the knas, he has no chiyuv, so we don't do the chishuv until the time.
Yeah. This malach could be very different. That this is what is mamon, what is knas. The chiyuv of kevin is the chiyuv of mamon. Careful, of course, is knas. This raises a more general issue. I'll try to run through the various mukhas briefly. Of the distinction between mamon and knas with regard to this issue. Possibility that what is said in this, in effect? In effect, what's said is keren, maisa, what's the mechayev? In practice, of course, you have to go to Bezin in order to prove it, etc., etc. That's just the way we mevarer. But the chiyuv is implicit in the ma'aser per se. As opposed to malchus, for instance. When malchus, the person does that, eats the chazal, so he's done an act for which he can be mechayiv malchus. But he's not mechayiv malchus at present. Mechayiv malchus when it's Bezin mechayiv. Knas might be similar to malchus in this respect. Now this is reflected in a number of areas and possibly by the subject of Machlekes. One is that in order to be chayiv mamon, you need a bezin of smuchim. You actually to chayiv knas, you need a bezin of smuchim. For mamon, so kinds of mamon, certainly you don't require it. Certain kinds which may need further reasons. And the general assumption is that the reason is because the function of the role of Bezdin is a different role, and only Bezdin Smuchim can serve the role of those which impose the Chiv. This is generally related also to Gemara in Makis, Fehim and Aleph. Verse says as follows. Moshe from Bukham Shabadi Mother Ship Plane. Moshe from Bukham Shabbat Plane is a nefesh. Moshe from Wimaru Yitam Bukham Shabbat. Every Trevish of Plane is a nefesh. Question to get the Zemin. Two of them come and said somebody murdered on Sunday. Two others said Sunday were with us in a different city. You couldn't, but it's true that he murdered on Monday. Even if they said he murdered on Friday, the preceding Friday, as you don't say that if he already was chayiv, you don't say well, he already said, when he murdered on Friday, he's been chayiv misa. So we come. Said that he's chayiv because it's a good seyach, would be mechayiv a person who's not chayiv. He was chayiv already. Well, that we don't say. We said to be eaten at the commissar, the governor of Akhtolu. At the moment that they said Agode, even though he had already murdered, but he's not chayiv yet. However, if what they said was not that he murdered, but that Nigmar Dinai, he had Gemal Din on Friday, the Gemal Din was Mechayiv him, so then in Echanami, he said, Gabi Kotl, when they say that they want to Mechayiv him, he said, but he's Chayiv Misa, so they're part of Zayn Mezayn. Chayiv says, Gemal Din Tashlu Miknas. Similar to Boshnai Vomu Bechab Shabbat Gona Vatov Chumacha. Boshnai Vomu Bechab Shabbat Ibn Ayitem, Rabbi Trebe Shabbat Gona Vatov Chumacha, Meshalmi. Because again, he's not chayiv yet. Lo de la fila am rebeim shabbat galam tov chumacha v'shalmin di b'idne de komisad de gamra vata shluminu that the Gemara Din is different. Why is Gemara single out these cases of knas? So Rashi explains but after knas I would do my own p'turin שלא מפסיד אותו כלום אחרי שהוא חויב האמת. ודיר הגודל, for a moment, בגלל הלוואה, ובאז בגלל הגודל, גרב וצריך המחיר, זה נעמי חייב, בסופו של נעת חייב, אני בילי יש חייב. So they finagled with the details, but they didn't check it, but it's not even same, they didn't put it in the chiba. So you see, again, you see that. The other hand, there are places where some indications that Knas also, there's something cooking before the Gemardi. What is the Bible place most Rishonim? So the Tfis helps if Knas. You need a business smoke, we have no business smoking. The Gemara says in Baba Kamara, if Tazor Med Beis, he told us to be of Kinimine. If the Mazik, if the Nizik is Tefis, from the Mazik, you don't take it from him. If he's not Chayy, why don't you take it from him? Some Rishonim assume that there's three limitations. Now this is not mentioned in the Gemara, only if he seizes the animal which is Mazik, the Shoyer Tam which is Mazik, according to someone, if he seizes if he's Tevis, Bishas the Mais and Ezek, so it's a defensive response on his part, but there's no general offering to Tevis Knas. The Rambam doesn't say that, the Rambam says you can't be Tevis Knas. That's one indication. Secondly, with regard to two other Gemaras from Baba Kamer, well, earlier on from the Gimel, we passed the Palganiski Knosse. Chatsi Desert, the short time pays the Knas. There was a discussion in the Gemara as to what happens when the Chiv is immediate upon the moment of the Nezek, or not. The Mimetz on his Shibud. Yishimashtau Yuklet Hashem. Yishimashtau Hashem. Because the Shmuel Rabbi Kiva, they say, remember the question of Hilchas Sher Tam. It's a knas. So till Zamor Abedin, can't have anything. So Rambam Taka says you have to wait Zamor Abedin. The Ktzeis explains for this reason because it's a knas. Ktzeis doesn't assume that. Ktzeis quotes the Gemara Makis. Ktzeis answers that we have Gzeilas HaKosuv. What it means is, once you have the Morah B'Din, you will say Chalom Afreya. So if you don't have, never have Morah B'Din, you can't collect the moment. But if you have Morah B'Din, you say Chalom Afreya. He says we've got the case, that case over there, also the case of Morah Gubal, another fine dollar, we'll get to it. Similar situation with Shem V'Ayin, it's also Knas, and have the Shem V'Ayin, also Chalom Afreya. An area which this seems to be a possibility, Machlokes with regard to this, is with regard to Yerusha. We get a sugya of Mila Dafayim Beis. Big Machlokes amongst Rishonim is whether you can be merged Knas or not. The very test of the Steelers and the Sugyas. Those who say you cannot merge Knas to Bono say that you marry Shemamim. But this is not a moment, this is a potential moment. So you can't be Meirish. Those who say that you can't be Meirish say one of two things. Either they assume that in some sense Knas is also already a moment. It's not as if nothing is doing it until you get to Gemar Din. Or they assume that Yerusha is possible even with regard to airy, fluffy rites. Those who can be Meirish as well. That in the Gemara you can move either way. It's a problem in Chas Yerusha, problem in Chas Knas. However, I'll meet you briefly. This issue comes up in Sugi later, Rehubi Dafayim Beis, Sugi Ksubis, Rehman Gimel, Rashba, the Ramban Ksubis. Show me. And I remember the other people who don't know the Yerushalmi. Yassinu Natam, Roshan, begin the fourth paragraph, Subas. Knas, Meimeter Mitchayev. Abyeno Ma Mishal Rishona. Abyeso Ma Besof. Pirush, explains the Ramban. Meis is man in Ruim Shin Chayev Zeshi Mamor Rishol Banav. Only after Mona Bedin or Mishas Mais. What Yerushalmi says is that it's a problem not in Hus Yerusha, but in Hus Knossos. That's what Rashi and Rambam go on to explain. So while the basic point is that there's a decision of Mamre Knossos well taken, but how far you move this is a pretty much less most of Rebbe and Yerushalmi. Coming back to our Sukkot, I could very well say that you can't be Mechayivim Beikore, Kesh Gonav, because of the Yedat Chayiv, yet it's best we'll impose the Kliyuv. But then you have to lay down two premises. Number one, that the Chayiv is imposed by Besdin, and then it's subject to what I discussed just a moment ago. Secondly, even if you do assume that the Chayiv is imposed by Besdin, it doesn't follow that how much Bezdin is Mechayiv is just what a Bedin. What Bezdin is Mechayiv is taken into account the Mechayiv for the previous Maisa. Maybe they generate the Chayiv, they create it, but the substance and content of the Chayiv is because the Maisa of the person did some at some previous point. And therefore, it could be that even if Bezdin creates the Chayiv, still, it might have been Kate Shigana would have got the Kate from his wife. All right, what do we have so far? We have a distinction between the Kevin and Kefil. Perhaps the Gemara's Lashon would appear, the Gemara's explaining why Kevin, and then the presumption would be that everything would be Kate Shigana, that everything would be Gishas Amar Abedin. When the pasuk comes and tells you that Keren is Kei Shiganav, leaving Kevud Alavei out of it, why are they out of it? So we heard two suggestions. One suggestion is because the content of the Chiyuv is different. Here the Chiyuv is if you place the object, and therefore it declines the value, still one is the Chiyuv is to replace the object, but and therefore it's Kain Shiganav, because at that moment the Chiyuv is fixed. And Kefil is an independent Chiyuv, an addendum, a Knas, but not related to the fact that it's Knas, and the category of Knas is different, Kulev HaBesdin, but the kind of this particular Chiyuv is a Chiyuv of, is an additional Chiyuv on top of what you normally would have to place. Or, but then we have to discuss what happens with the Mazik. If you could, you give him a lesser amount, which Gemara says you couldn't. Or the question of Knas as opposed to Mamma, which seems to be hinted, whatever the Shinuk message is previously. And all this, of course, the Gemara says is in the case of they cover Shavizur Sef Shavidalet. That's Kikar Marav. If they call Shavizur Sef Shavidalet, reverse case. Would that be conceivable that Kevin pay Kate Shiganav? So that's a ship generally rejected. It can't be that Keren is less. Pay less. How can pay less for Keren than pay for Kefil? So in that case, Edekhanami will pay, you'll pay the zoos. No, excuse me, no, sir. Yes, yes. In that case, for Kefil, if Tavrishas, just for Mechira, you pay Dalet, Tavrishas, I will see why. But if never Mimele, so you would pay for the Kefil, Kishkech Gonav, and you would pay one, and for the Kefil, you would pay one, not more than that. If there's no Tvichu Mechira, if never Mele. What does Tay says? What Keshi Gana Tay says? What is Basilik of Zula? Let me know from the Mishnah. Who Shams has examined? What, leaving aside the question of Shinui, which is when are you returning the ban and when is not returning the ban? Well, you got Yukur Zula. What's that look over there? Yukur Zula, if it was worth one, and you pay, it was worth one dollar initially, you pay, and then the sooner to pay one. What about the reverse? So that's Chavis Halacha, right? It remained him Shalom Zuzi, even though it served Shavi Dalet Zuzi. Why should you pay only one? Well, why not pay Dalet? What would be the shame of a similar case? Should have got a Pekodin. The time received the Pekodin was worth one Zeus. The time that it was destroyed was worth four. How much does Shema pay?
Shema?
How much?
Shema? High balance.
A shomer is chayv an onzer. Alright, let's say it's chayv an
onzer.
Say shomer, okay. Shomer chayv four. Chayv four. Gaz is chayv an onzer. Gaz chayv one. As the Gemara says, na itva mimele, it's only chayv one. Why? The Tvoil Ramban explained, it's really by Mesir of Memgimel. Tzais talks about this at the beginning, Simreish Sadek Aleph. They say very simply, the language is confusing. We say, Shoel is Chayv Anonsen, and Gazan is Chayv Anonsen. There are many places it says, Gazan is Chayv Anonsen. Gazan is Chayv Anonsen. Why is Chayv Anonsen? Shemo is a couple of Shmira. So he's Chayim because it starts with Shemo. Gazda was never a couple of anything. You can say one or two things. Either that it's true that Gazda was never a couple of Shemira. It's like a Shemira made it. The case in which the Torah imposes Shmira upon you doesn't ask you. If you didn't pick up that video, you didn't pick it up. If you picked it up, you have Chiyuvei Shomrim. Even though you never mekabel shmira, Gaza likewise, or to say no, Gaza not chayv b'onsen as such. We use the phrase "gad chayv b'onsen," it's misleading. What it means is as follows: Gaza is not potter because of the anus. As I will say, I watched it, and if you have your loss, because of anus. That doesn't bother him. That's how it's mechayiv. Mechayiv is the fact you stole an object, and you have to return it. If you have the object, you return it. You don't have the object, pay its equivalent. So you say, but I'm not at fault that it got lost. Who cares? What the hell are you liable for the fact that it got lost? We are not exempting you from the shulman of the ban because the loss was not through no fault of yours. So maybe they say very simply, Shem is chayv onsen because he's chayv in one sense or another, I won't go into all the details, for the moment of the aveda. The moment the object was destroyed, this is b'chayv. Because he was become a shmira, but it's chayv. A gazlin is not responsible for what happened at the moment that it got lost. He's responsible for the time of the gzeila. The fact that it got lost prevents him from returning the gzeila, so he ends up with the short end of the stick, because now he has to pay money instead of returning the ban. That's what we call a gazlin chaybons. So maybe it's not chayv more than one, because shav zuzul shav shavid dalad. Kim?
Aren't there some Rishonim that say the same story about Shaul, that Shaul is chayv onsen because he has a temporary kinyan, but then he has a chayv to return the chayfets?
There are, yeah. There are. And I won't go into it now, but if we'll have time, we'll do it. All right, this is the Gemara here initially. With regard to Karen, you have to Karen with regard to Kefil. Just one second. One may be saying, and it goes beyond the detail of how much he pays. What he says, well, if you didn't have a posik, so he says, she goes, oh, you have to return the ban if you have it. If you don't have it, so it's called a sum, Shem has said before, you have to pay. Because the money is the substitute for the gzeila. So it's another way of returning the gzeila. If you don't assume that, assume you're not mekayem the mitzvah. So where's the chiyuv tashlumin? Where does it come? Not a shemel. So if tavrei shasya, so you have some chiyuv, whatever tavrei shasya, mechuyuv. If you do memeira, so I'm not a shemel. Not a shemel, therefore I'm not, if I don't have to pay, make Hashem Zuz for a dollar, pay one, I'm not a shemel. Why am I chayiv altogether? What's the chayiv mean? That may be with the pasuk achir kelen kishigonav. This is perhaps not simply a prat in how much. This is basically the source of the chiyuv damim altogether. So maybe the chiyuv is commensurate with the value of the object at the time that you took it. That's Karen Kishigonav. So maybe the alternative is not the question, was the Karen Shigonav or should it be Kishasa Marabadin? Torah is ken shigana, but nothing at all. Pays me. I let the sugi over here. Intermittently, but we see that the one talks about physical changes in the behavior. Kushav Yishmina, there were two brises. Kushav Yishmina, Shashdun Shikim Shalom HaChemisha, Kein Shigonav. For I've said that this is a casual regard to what Rav said, but Shikim Shalom HaChemisha Shalom HaBadin, here it's Kein Shigonav. Over out of a team, they were at Shaklis. The first case, when a Krisho again Shiganav, in this case it works to the disadvantage of the Gazlin, Marakot the Kula, Marakot the Paldi. We have four cases in the Gemara, two cases which involve a change in the price. Two cases which involve a change in the physical dimensions of the behemoth. One question which is in Gemara remains outstanding, and Gadlis Hashem disagreed. And this was the Oshan of Fatim Nevat Shaklis. What are the two possible ways of understanding this? I would say once thing what? But the thing about Shaklis, what's the two possible ways of understanding this, and the Nafkamina is very clear. Shem says explicitly. No? That's what you say.
Either it's just a fancy way of saying that he made a shinu, or it's he's claiming that since he actually put effort and work into the object, he's entitled to not lose that stuff.
Yeah. There are two ways to this. One is to assume that the addendum is like another unit. You don't regard the behemoth, a single unit of behemoth, which has ups and downs, you got its weight. You got this as being an additional layer which is superimposed to the behemoth. This is a question which comes up in other contexts as well. If you want an example, you've got the Yerusha. Achor is little Pishnaim. In Mukse, but not in Roi, that which the father owned at the time of death, that which came in afterwards, he got stuck in the afterwards, whatever he got. Because she must say, Lord, Pasuk says. What if he has a tree and new branches sprout? The trunk of the tree increases in dimensions. But his behemoth which gains weight. So that the Gemara says, that's certainly it's the same unit. It's increased in scope, it's increased in size. It's not like a new unit which has come. Here, we've got the question of the Balchev, but from what the Balchev can be gave, also the same issue comes up. If you assume Balchev can be gave only from the Kaka, not from the Peres, if it's not new Peres, but the payment increased, yes, the way, the tree will go sick with it. So, but if we didn't say that, we'd say no. Maybe there's a lot of Shimotze. Let's say Shimotze. The tree is there. Here, what you carry for is what you stole, or this you didn't steal. And then you have to find some way to differentiate it between our case here The case which I mentioned before is analogs. Or do you say, no, Eilechnami, it's the same unit, as the one says with regard to prayer, etc., this is the same behemoth, which is fatter, but the same behemoth. But there's a different two. The tiny is anopati, not shakles. It can't be that if either one is responsible for gaining weight, then I should they'll be taking a beating. That's impossible. But it's not because this is defined as a new entity superposed to the previous one. Simply because of my own personal involvement, personal engagement. Now, this question of what's regarded as new, what's regarded as old, bear it in mind, thinking we've got the father of him who's pregnant, but beginning of the ninth paragraph, we'll have to deal with this. The Shev did different views here, without the Mishaklis. Of course, the textually they deal with this in the Gemara, if you assume that if he had not been Fatim Rehime, that then he's, then the Allah of Keshgana, that it's not Keshgana, then the Gemara would say Khushishik Rishmina, what's the Gemara could have said? Excuse me. If it's Nisbat or Meileo, then there's a problem between the Rav and the Braises. The Braises would also agree, if it's Nisbat or Meileo, that it's Shashmar Abedin, it's not a case where he was in a Fatim. That's not a shame deal with one or the other. Surely Krisha moves the other way. Here the words, not so Malka the Kula, Malka the Palgi. Rashi is one Malach and Texas variations, another Malach. What does Rashi say? It's sort of a mini tvicha. Tais doesn't like it. Mar says doesn't like it.
If you killed it through Dei Nachasha, you wouldn't be fine
with that event. Yeah. There's something of this vein anywhere else that this kind of kosher or chabola the beime, sort of mini. By the color kula, by the color palga, sort of mini visa. Well, we got the Shabbos, we got the Kabbalah. There's some days, you show me about it. The Chayv, Chayv and Shabbos, there's different days. Why Chayv is Chayv? So, one day is Chayv is Chayv. Mishum Tzeveya, Mishum Dosh. Maybe she was sort of from Kerem Beis to Yerushalmi, Shuna Tiras to Shama. It's also Mark with the Lord Palmi. Yeah, but Tess apparently assumes that either he didn't learn that way in Shabbos, or he assumes that Shabbos and Tvicha are different. Shabbos was to, for him to see, was the result. So the result of Tiras to Shama. So you can say there's a sort of mini Tiras to Shama. Here, though, it's not a question of Tiras Neshama, it's a question of Tvicha. Tvicha is a particular mode of doing things. First of all, it has to be where Mamash killed the Behemah. Otherwise, it's not Tavuach. Tavuach is Shechita, you don't say Malakol Gomakol Palo. Second, it has to be done in the proper mode of Tvicha. We're not going to say about all the laws of Shechita apply. So, with regard to whether the Behemoth now is semi-dead. It is, but semi-death is sufficient to be chayav on Shabbos. It's sufficient to be chayav on Shabbos. Rashi apparently assumes that even though the technical process of tefich has not taken place, but that's not what we're interested over here. What we're interested over here is not that Rashi doesn't mean that from the beginning beginning is Makrish begins to be Chayiv. He's Chayiv what happens later on. But in terms of fixing in time the point for what he's Chayiv, what part of the Be'ime, he started that point before his Makrish. Was a sharp formulation. Dav kichshuv mele shalom kefil va'koshet chilas misi. So sharp and lash. All right, this clears the decks in the sense of see over here as to when we pay more, pay less. The resolution of the sugya, leaving aside the one's eyes over here. Based on the Gemara of Samech Vav, depending on how we learn the message over there, leaving it aside, but some more some kind of days. And of course, the Machlekes, we've got the Shinui, Shara Vesil, after the Pigi, the Master Shukha, the 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 Shukha, maybe it's against Rav. And what Lord can make, I don't share Akshav. What does this mean? I don't share Akshav. No, what I've said with Shainim. What Rashi has to do with the mode of payment rather than with the substance of the chiyuv. As Rashi says, let me go to the Bodh Shah, let me go to the Bodh Shah, Sagi, Tele Ganav, Tele Mishalem. This Rashi brings us back to which question? Yes. Yeah. Rashi says, in fact, there are two tracks to the chiyuv. Except according to Rashi, it's not that we saw before the chiyuv is to replace the object, either through money or through the object itself, or to pay money as such. Rashi says it depends physically what you do. That's not what the Bachelor Frank talks about. Or he says, according to the Rambam, even if you pay money enough to buy a barrel of wine, so I don't care if it's less than a bottle of wine costs when you broke the barrel. So you're giving the barrel of wine through the money with which you can purchase wine. Rashi is in this general direction, but it depends on the Maisa how you pay. Now this falls between the two poles that I spoke of earlier. So before two possibilities. One is to return the ban. The other is to return the dummy. But if you return the ban, the consideration of the dummy is irrelevant. That's because it comes on a Pesach. You know, If the shinu is another story, if it's a different object, return the same object, and leave aside the question of shinu for the moment. So the value is irrelevant. If you pay domim, then you can't pay with choshen olam haPesach. Suppose you stole a behemoth, you chayv money for those of the behemoth. So you come to the ganer, to the baal behemoth, and you say, I'll pay a plenty of choshen olam haPesach. And I'll pay with choshen olam haPesach, because you can't do that. You have to pay with a bit of value. So there we spoke of either chiyuv of the return of the ben proper, or chiyuv domim. And that's part of the nature of the chiyuv domim, its relation to the return of the ben. The same thing would never continue. Actually, there's a third possibility. The same species that you pay, that's regarded as if you return the ben. If you pay not with the same species, but something else, and there's something else that's convertible into that species, that's really chiv domim. Chiv domim has to be the proper value of the object. But anyway, in terms of Rashi Shita, it's within the general framework we discussed previously of how we've got the chiv tashlumim. Moshe Shem rejected this. I assume the quote to them is either or. Either you give the ban, then we don't care about value. If I give you the ban, you use something with which you'll be able to purchase a ban. So when you give another tleh, you give fountain pens with which you'll be able to exchange for a tleh, it's ainuach. So this can't make a difference. Well, so how do they learn tleh to make cover? Simple shot, the chure, and this was mentioned before, is what? What's the smoothest shot in the suya?
The reed,
what does the reed say?
You're not paying in your provisura, you pay for me current.
Yeah, the two separate issues here. One issue is what the price, which price you pay. The other is for what do you pay? Pay for what you stole, pay for what you didn't steal. So the question arises, if you stole two different behemoths, if you stole one behemoth, you don't pay for the other behemoth. The question arises over here, if now the behemoth expanded and extended itself, pay for the expansion and the extension. So it's the same issue as the Gemara of Samach Heim and Aleph, Tlev and Asayu. That's not part of what you're carrying for. So in terms of defining what was taken, what was stolen, and therefore what you have to pay, that's Kidameka. And we've got this makes a difference whether it's the Keren or the Kefil. We've got the both of them. What you stole is the same object. How much you pay and according to which rate, that's a totally different story. This is what the Ri says, and look at the Ri for a moment. This question comes up, what did I steal? Ties it up with Tlem Gimogadog Shalachshov. That's essentially what the V learns. By the time at the end of Tesis, rejects both Tesis and both Rashi and the Ri, Rabbi Tlubik Mezula, Rabbi Berusha. He gives the textual answer. Tosha Vara Baise, Tlubin Asail, Shtanamal Yuses, Kidimei Kore. So you always give the gun of a break. If the behemoth increased in value or increased in size, then only pays Kain Shaganav. If the behemoth decreased in value or decreased in size, then you also pay only with Shalakshov. I think more later on, she made previously Shilke Shaganav, that would be Kishavi Yodai, which is separate Allah. And according to Rashi, you have, as I said before, possibly a fundamental element of this sugya, that there are two tracks for Tashlumin, which might be two tracks, not for Tashlumin, but for Gnevis, as I said before, maybe one Chiyuv is Chiyuv, Dorma Chiyuv is a Chiyuv, replace the Chet, replace the Chayfetz. And maybe according to Rashi, that it's two Chiyuvim, but not that you have to pay, you have to realize both. You have an option, one or the other, you replace the object, or replace, or pay domim. But replace the object, that everybody agrees to, according to Chiv Shirashi, is another Toler is the same as this, is the same as the man. The Ri is the most passionate. Yeah. What? Question: this conclusion is over there relatively simple. Question: the rise of Rishonim have to do, which is put on the table, have to do with beyond what we've seen so far. Start with the Rosh. Freshman in Kefal and Dalad Vehei. So the mice machine has the mice gneve. The mice gneve, you pay as I've been at that time, as that moment. For a second. Yeah, you know. So Kevin, you pay. We saw before, can you pay as a Vedic Navy? Careful, Shesmar Badin. There's no other moment that's fixed. The Tvicha Mechira, he says, the Shas Tvicha Mechira is the, with regard to Dalad Rey, is the equivalent of Shas Gnevi with regard to the carrot. So for that, if careful, you pay as a present value, the Dalad Vehei, he picks out the Kumachid, the Ishai to Kumachayev. So if he increases the value between Tzvich Mechayev and Marav Adin, he says you don't pay but the increase, you pay as if Kishas Tzvich Mechayev. Here, of course, we come again to the question which we discussed previously as the distinction between Keren and Kefil, although it may not work out totally. If you use the Keren and Kefil as one is Momen and one is Knas. So Knas, nowadays is also Knas. As with regard to Kefil, pay kishasamar badin, even though it means more than shasak nevi, shastricha mechir, you also pay kishasamar badin, even though it's more than shasak nevi, but everything which preceded the that shastricha mechir, whatever preceded that badin is irrelevant with regard to kenosis. What is the little shasamar badin? If the distinction between kefil and knas, kefil and kera is not between one is knas and one is momen. But one is for the maaser as such, and the other and preparing that maaser, undoing the maaser. The other is not for the maaser, but something which is generated by the maaser, but it's not intended to repair the maaser. Then daladrei, there's something to talk about. Daladrei, the chiyuv is for that mice. Kapanis Machlis and Rosh and just agree with this issue. So Planta with regard to the Rambam, I'll have to wait and see it next time. Just point it out to you. But the Kabbalah Yud Gimel and look at you, Dalad. You got the whole Rambam paskins. If you put the mele, how do you pay? Koyin has a whole shtick we got this. It's very, very upset about the Rambam. So we'll stop here next week. We'll start with this. There's also, I've had commanded to Shiri yet, but we've got to work with it. Everybody wants to see the prime is Skibu, Pagawa Tesvobar Skinevi, talks about Tzvicha Mechiel, about this Rambam as well. We'll finish up the see with this. The question of differentials between Tzvicha Mechira and again Gneve and Tzvicha Mechira and Amar Badin, how do you relate to this? Or Yitba Vimele, what happens? We finish up these Pesachim. This will be number one. Number two, we have the Mer Tavre Shas here, Chayv Dalet. Here the Gemara, there's no clear indication as to why. Rashi says Kavi Sabir Bashusama Kaimir Tabela Dura. That's Rosh of the Rambam and Pak also and Pagimlich Zayla Halacha Aleph and Beis. Was Rabbi Vitzia and Rabbi Vitzia right after the Mishnah of Yoram Adalev. So one of my claims we got from the Ksesh and the Siva and Simul Amadalev. So whether the Chiv Tavar Shasi is for a minute sailor or for the Chiv Amazik. say since the Samaritan receives things as Gzeila, Pashas the Gemara and Gushin is very clear that the Nesivus. Then we have the Sugi here, which Rabbi Zeraya, Rabbi Shlomo Tel Aviv, because Mir Rabbi Chaz Beir Chachot. First of the Sugi over here, the God of Tlev and Asayil, and the parallel Sugi, except by parallel, but now is the later Sugi. Until the Gemara, the middle of Kuf Chesed Med Aleph. Then, in addition, we didn't get to today yet. We'll plow through the whole Gemara, but at least see it to its relevant points. Gemara, Kufayim and Aleph, from Rover, God is Shalash Abud and Shalash Plutus. Which takes, of course, by us. Until Abish Gizelen can be Sashavain can. Potential is Gemara with the Rama and Shitukubesis. We got this. That will bring us up to Gartlev and Asayil. What does Mashim Yadu? At that point, we will skip the Tabi Gartlev and Asayil and move on to the Gemara of some Vavar Aleph, at Shinu Kainim. Shikai Ksivu with Nina. Here is 6-7 lines of Gemara. This is the introduction to one of the major topics of the God of Gzeila, the name of Gzeila, the name of the Shinu. I'll send you that tomorrow, at least Friday. But I'll tell you right now what the major series that you need. These few lines of the Gemara over here. The Gemara, beginning of Agazalitzim, start with the Gemara's. Where is our son Kalim? So the semi, the colon, I should say, at Saradarad with Bays, that was Sheikh Ezid Ibriyasai. Then you go back to the Gemara of Samach. You look at the Mishnah of Tzadik Vav with Bays. No, before that, excuse me. Gemara said, "Vomit beizak lagadush shavshka gzeila." 4 or 5 lines in the Gemara. Then the Mishnah said, "Vomit beiz," because the baby is kina. Subsequently, go back to the Gemara of Samchemit beiz. Amar Biloy got to the Sahil. Closing the gap that we have until our sugi of Tlevki to make cover. Particularly the Taisayinim, Hemel Shinoyen, critical Taisus. Parallel Taisin is Sukkot of Flamenim and Beis. to Luluv. Start Gemara Lama Rabban Alef at the bottom of the Rav Levan of Ankiri. Until Kol Ulei and Lama Rabban Alef and Rabban Alef. Dissertation. Oh, I forgot this. I forgot this in the world. I forgot to look at some of the names. A couple of days. Only this little face. We'll leave that for another station. The Gemara, it's part of this whole complex, but we get involved in Yishe at this point. If you want to sever that, put my elop. So, from the base, elop, my robin, I will discuss you have a Rav Yosef. Until. So, very much, Yezelovic. Broad terms, what we'll have to find is whether Shinu is Kohen at all. If it's not Kohen, why not? Why it's not Kohen? If it is Kohen, if it's Kohen with the Ice, Kohen with the Rabbanon. How you define Shinu, what are different levels, different layers of Shinu. Now, within this complex, I'll add two more things. One is a critical issue which arises amongst the Achrenim, defining the nature of what happens, we've got the Gzele, and this is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Baba Machter is not Kilviat Sopatu. The Midaba Shoyu. Rabban of the Balamoyer there. And analogously, Gemara in Tmura. Context, the machlokes abayin rov, whatever the Torah says, also to do. If you do it, chal is not chal. But if Rav and Olaf are a guest, the chal is six. Rav and Olaf, it's more. Rabbi said that we'll finish all this next week. You'll finish all this in the course of the week. But just try to map out for you. I'll try to do it in writing. In general, what confronts us, it's a sugya of various levels. First, part of what we'll deal with is the notion of kinetic zeilin altogether. What does it mean? That's what I mentioned at the end. The gazan is kreiner. I would think that what is he kreiner? What does that mean? If he's kreiner with the kinyanim are, and here we deal with the finish of Shinui and Yush. So we may end up next week starting, after all, clearing the decks, what I mentioned before, starting with a general notion of gazan being kreiner, kinyanic zeilin, what that means. Which will lead into the Gemara, the Gemara Tumua that I mentioned at the end. Then we went to Shinui and various problems that I mentioned previously. And Lishenim, well, just let me just mention finally. It's Shinui in various strains. This is what Shinui might say. We do something to change. Shinui Hashem, physically, there's no change, there's a change of identity. Even if there's no physical change. And then Shinui Rishus, which is totally a different element. We won't deal with that right now, and we'll get into Rishus later on. But it's a change from one Rishus to another Rishus. Basically, why do you say that? But we're not dealing with that now. Leave that aside. Alright, so I said we have a miscellany at the beginning of the Shinui next week. As I mentioned at the beginning. And they were plunged into the question of Kiyonik Zeyler, and as far as we'll be able to manage, start getting our getting a handle on Shino. Okay.
Good question. Rabbi was discussing how the Rambam might say that the chiyuv of Be'en is different from the chiyuv of Hashem of Be'en is different than if you pay Damin. That the two might be considered meaning separate tracks, so to speak. So I was wondering if the Rosh seems to explicitly reject that type of approach. Because when he describes.